an auditation for Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Dowdell, D-O-W, D as in David, E-L-L, September 549, addressed as a letter to Cora, C-O-R-A, Pavlik, P-A-V, as in Victor, L-I-K, N-P, 842-1110. Dear Mrs. Pavlik, a follow-up for Mr. Daudio. Chronic kidney disease. A small kidney on the right side. Secondary to renal artery stenosis. Underlying diabetes hypertension, last visit in December. He denies hospital visits, gain weight through the winter, 167 to 175. Review system is negative. Test to be eating well, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, cloudiness or blood. Denies abdominal flank pain, denies smoking, denies purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, no increased dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no chest pain palpitation, syncope, other review system negative. Next paragraph, he takes a Diamox, D-I-A-M-O-X, because of a history of epilepsy. He's still taking as needed Indometacin for gout, the last one yesterday, for right-sided foot ankle pain. He takes this one or twice a month, nothing on a daily basis. Today, blood pressure was high. Close to 160 over 94. No respiratory distress. Lungs are normal. Respiratory is normal. No gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap. Minor carotid bruise, no gross JVD, no abdominal distension, some overweight of the abdomen, no gross edema. He's walking without problems. Next paragraph, chemistry is creatinine worse at 2.3. He's been rising 1.7, 1.9. Metabolic acidosis of 19 with high chloride, a normal sodium acid base, a normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, no gross anemia. We have documented occlusion of the right renal artery with a very small kidney on the right side at 7.1, left side 12 centimeters. The left renal artery was considered less than 60%. Incidental infrarenal abdominal aortic aneurysm at 3.96. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive renal failure. Next number, renal artery stenosis and hypertension, which is poorly controlled. Next number, atrophic right kidney is too small for intervention. The concern is more on the left side. Given the persistent high blood pressure and the progressive renal failure, the concern will be if there is underestimated severe left-sided renal artery stenosis that needs to be further evaluated. I'm asking him to stop, if possible, indometacin and anti-inflammatory agents completely. Repeat chemistries and make a decision. Next number, hypertension poorly controlled. Add Norvasc 5 milligrams. Keep adjusting according to response. Next number, exposure to Diamox. Question because of fissures contributing to metabolic acidosis. Diamox, of course, is a carbonic anhydrase inhibitor working on the proximal tubule, and that will explain the high chloride, low bicarbonate. Of course, renal failure is a secondary factor. All these issues were discussed with the patient. We will do some adjustments on the phone, otherwise come back in a month.